Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Joining us now on the line is Aaron Katursky. An update on the impeachment inquiry and where it stands. Aaron, yesterday we had some constitutional scholars appear. What did we learn yesterday, and why was that in place? So what purpose did that serve to move this forward?
Well, I think they were the first witnesses to make the case both for and against President Trump's impeachment. Until now, the Intelligence Committee and all their public hearings heard from fact witnesses who reserve judgment. These constitutional scholars actually took a look at the evidence and the case that's before the Judiciary Committee now and made a judgment. And three of the four said that the president did commit offenses that warrant impeachment. They said this is what the framers had in mind, the solicitation of foreign interference in an American election runs directly contrary to what the framers were thinking about when, you know, they instituted the notion of impeachment in the first place. And then there was one holdout, Jonathan Turley of George Washington University, who said that the actual evidence at this point is thin and that the case has been rushed seemingly out of anger rather than out of a coherent process.
So where does it go from here?
Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, is due to address her members in a couple of hours' time. We're not sure what that's about, but perhaps she is ready to signal where she stands on impeachment. She has not yet done that specifically. She's moved the inquiry forward, but she has not been definitive in whether she believes there is enough evidence to impeach. Perhaps she's ready to signal that. The House Judiciary Committee plans to hold another hearing next week to hear from some of the lawyers on the different committees that did the investigative work, and then they'll consider drafting articles of impeachment, which Republicans say has just been a foregone conclusion from the start, and that the process will get fairer for the president come the Senate, which is under the control of the Republicans.
Okay. Aaron, thanks so much for the update. That's Aaron Katursky joining us live this morning.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.